You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, the 408 says, you dampen expectations, not tamper. I said temper expectations. T-E-M-P-E-R.
You can tell the people what I asked you during the break? You go, you're
who
not.
Who I think's going to win the World
Series? No, you asked me, was I mad at you? I said, in 8 years, I've never been mad at you.
Right, and that's
in radio.
Come on.
And Evan might not know this. I only get hurt when you get hurt over something we say. The volume is, that's just who I am.
You've never been mad at me in 8 years.
Oh, hold on.
This is where people are going to be like, see,
you.
This is why you can't take Gouda's word.
I get mad when I find out that you're actually mad. We share too much. We know too much about each other.
What am I actually mad about?
That you think I bring that
you
up?
Do. I'm not mad about it.
I'm mad at Kyle more than anybody because they should have a stamp that says you got a Lombardi trophy of what he built. I will never run from that. So when I bring it up, I mean, come on, Steiny, you said it. Is this a soft reset? We don't know. But I'm never going to let go of them being Billy Badass. And they very well may. They weren't last year. But as far as me getting mad at you on a personal level, that hurts. No, it truly does. I know for a fact you've got mad at me, and I
How
get it.
How about the time where you thought
okay.
that I...
What, tell me.
What was the one where you thought we dropped Dime on you and we're talking about something during crossover?
I was mad.
Okay.
You called me 40 times off the air. That was you and Evan. That was different. That was different.
Just acknowledge, though, that there's a misunderstanding on your part.
on that episode of
us. We might need Evan in here for this one.
Evan put him on fast. No, Ev apologized to me. Y'all was having fun at my expense with the wow.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Steiny.
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to apologize for calling you an idiot.
I don't care.
We know you
apologies
were just
don't mean anything anyway. What do they really mean?
The power of an apology.
Oh,
there's
man.
Probably a book somewhere called that.
Lori Matthews said this, the great Lori Matthews on the YouTube chat. Some Niner fans, guru, have gotten over it. Some harp on it. And I don't, like, what hurt me, I think, is you said, I bring it up to dig. No.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm mad at Kyle more than anybody because you were in your own way, I believe, twice. You should have a ring. And now, maybe you got to restart. But Stein, I think it's fair for anybody to say, I don't know if they're as good as they were a couple years ago, especially going into 23. But man, that's real. This dude has had great chances. Let's see if he gets it done. And I'll never do the Andy Reid. That was the biggest lesson I've ever learned.
No, it's not.
Just because you don't have one now doesn't mean you'll ever not get one. Because my man's sitting with some, and it didn't work for him in Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last thing I'll say.
Go, you got all day.
Okay, because
I'm mad.
And I think you guys remember, like before I left, there's something that's very important to me when I state, an opinion.
Yeah.
And there's no malice here. But I do feel like there is a little malice on your part when you constantly bring up, they should have two. They should have hoisted, like, 49er fans. They just don't need to hear that time and time and time.
Well, I'm not
and
letting
time
it go. Again. And I bring it up as a compliment to Kyle because I feel like,
sure.
I know.
Stoddy, okay, sure, it's a compliment.
Hey, I'm going to say this to you. We had somebody call in and say the Warriors should have 7 rings.
And I heard that.
I think it was 8.
Oh, it was 8.
And I melted. Like, I get that thought process, man. I get it. Come on, man. Think about it. The 3-1 lead, 5.
What about
KD
this?
KD Clay going out, 6.
How would you respond to this text?
What you got?
The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. If you weren't really mad, that might even be worse. Because that means you're not being genuine.
No, there was a crux right. of that where you doubted my integrity.
Whoa.
You thought I was like stabbing or turning
I
the
think
knife.
You are.
My team
we'll
ain't been to the game in 30 years.
That's why you're doing it.
No.
That's why you're doing it.
Doing what? How
stick
can
it
I
to
say
the defense.
I can't stick it if
yes,
you've
you
been
can.
There 3 times.
No, you can't. Because they're zero. Both have had 0 in the last 30 years.
But we
years.
Had no visits.
That's even better for
Please,
you.
Stop.
No,
my book, The Fan, coming out. Shout out 93.7.
Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in Irvine, and I'm hoping Ryan's going to play along with a bid here a little. What's up, Ryan? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I sure will. Guru.
Hey.
On behalf of a large contingency of 49ers fans, thank you for bringing this up as much as you do, and please continue to bring it up.
I love this guy.
Because it is the largest example of reasons why we should question whether Kyle Shanahan will ever win the Super Bowl as the 49ers head coach.
Mm.
And I've been saying this since 2019. When they lost that Super Bowl, I was like, dang, what the heck happened? They ran the ball all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They had a 10-point lead, then they stopped running the ball. I'm like, this looks eerily similar to when he was with Atlanta. Like, I think I need to log that in case we ever get to another Super Bowl.
Hey, real quick.
He gets another opportunity.
Let him go.
I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to let you go. Are you under 25 years old?
Oh, I'm 38 years old.
Okay.
Well,
the last time I saw the 49ers win the Super Bowl, I was 7 years old. And this is what I remember. I remember beating my neighbors at football in the backyard when I was pretending to be Steve Young. I don't even remember the game. I wasn't watching it. But now I'm an adult, and I've watched them lose 3 of them.
Wow.
So it's getting very frustrating. And here's the deal. I don't know why you have to be either a Kyle Shanahan, like, truther, or you're completely
beautiful.
Against him. We can admit he's a good head coach. I just think it's very fair to wonder whether he can win a Super Bowl. And that's what Guru brings to the light, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Guru.
Hey, I appreciate you. And, Steiny, I'll say this. Evan's heard it a million times. I'll leave the last one alone. You were gashing the Chiefs on the ground. You got to their 49-yard line in a millisecond.
Yep.
And then you said, you know what? Let's let Chris Jones wreck everything and slap Jimmy Garoppolo in the head multiple times. Like, So I do, and I've called him a boy genius. Kyle's great. You should have one. And the reason I won't let this go is I feel like it wasn't the defense. It was you in your own way calling pass plays when you should have kept that baby on the ground. And I met a Niner fan that I know and love tell me, Guru, anything you said is wrong. It's real and it's pain. So now here we go, Stein. Let's put it right on table real quick and I'm going to throw it back at you. This is, they're back in we don't know land.
Okay.
And it
so
happens.
Should we lament the last five years?
It's a natural, it happens naturally after you've been so good for so long. And multiple NFC championship games, two Super Bowls that you were up 10, I think it's
fair
to question.
And you know what I think this
are
is?
Are you going to get that shark on that hook or that big fish on the hook again as close as you have these in the boat?
You know what this is? You know what this is equivalent to?
Tell me.
All right. My sports bar idea. That's what it's equivalent to.
My sports bar idea.
Oh, please
of a
do
bar
tell,
share.
That
how?
You go to specifically root against San Francisco teams. So, what I'm getting at here is you continuing to talk about the Emmanuel Sanders overthrow,
but
the 10-point lead.
How about that call?
Was that me on the phone, Scotty, real quick?
What? That caller was my voice? Did I make that call, the guy that just called in and hung up?
No. Okay. No. He's just one.
Okay.
He's just one.
One of a large contingency of 49er fans that agrees, Donnie.
Right. Okay, so what do you say we spend next segment talking about the top 10 things that went wrong in the last two Super Bowls for the Niners?
But that's
my point.
No. The point is, Kyle going to ever win one? That's the question. And I'm not here looking at you telling you no, but I'm not going to lie and say he ain't had hell of a chance. Chance is. Come on, man. And I know you're going to give him credit. It's the macro. He's been to the Super Bowl. Okay. But, dude, I'm just saying, I ain't brought up Atlanta. Like, that's what somebody trolling would do. That dude told
you.
Well,
he just did.
No, because the caller brought it up.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. What's going on, man?
Not much, guys. Hey, first off, welcome back, Steiny.
Oh, thank you.
Good to have you back. Evan, good job on filling in and everything. And before I get to my point, what you guys have, it's not anger. It's not hate. It's not mad, anything like that. It's what you call a bromance, okay? You guys straight up have a bromance. Because unless you do something terribly wrong to one another, it's a straight up bromance.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys are.
Oh, I love it.
So what I wanted to bring up, guys, my initial point was, and I'm going to pivot a little bit, but you know, Robert Saleh in this case, look, in my opinion, he's got nothing to really prove with what he's done with the Niners, even when he was on the Jets or anything like that. I think he's a great coordinator when it comes to the defense. I think he's going to be able, I think if anyone can do it, it's going to be him that can actually play the veterans with the rookies that are involved, especially with the rookies that we're bringing in now. It's going to be a whole different scheme in this case, but he's still going to bring the heat to the table. And honestly, with the strength of schedule that the Niners have this year, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, boom, boom, playoffs. But we're going to make a huge, huge push for what can make into the playoffs and potentially even further. My other thing that I want to talk about and what you guys were talking about, Goo, I'm number two on your list. I personally think that, you know, Shanahan's window, man, you know, he should, you know, I personally think, I don't know if it's arrogancy, cockiness or what, if you put it like that, but honestly, you know, he kind of gets in his own way, and I wasn't going to bring up Atlanta, but now that you said it, Guru, you know, Atlanta did get into the way as well. We had the lead. I think the defense did their part, but it is a both-way street. Offense has to cover the defense. Defense has to cover the offense. But I still put it on Shanahan for what happened in regards to not making the other Super Bowl championships happen. I think it's just one of those things where he gets in his own way. If he gets in his own head, I don't know. Who knows at this point? But quite frankly, I really do put it more on Shanahan out of anything. I wouldn't put it more on the defense because, and also injuries at that point. And one last thing I'll say, guys, is I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on the 4th. You know, I live like 10 minutes away
yes, sir.
From King, so I'm going to bring the baby in. I'm going to bring the baby and everything, so I can't wait to meet
Let's
all
go.
You guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Looking
take
forward
some pictures,
to it, Mike.
Baby. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
You know what?
Oh, go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk. Righteously brewed in San Francisco.
If you and this is what I do and you don't do it, but if you close your eyes and just think about those two Super Bowls that they lost, had they won, what would we be talking about? Kyle would
I don't know
be
what you
dumb.
Would be talking about.
He would be a king.
You might be
they would
out
have
of a job.
More championships. No, I'm just saying please.
Well, you know Kyle, what? I got news for you. If they had won two Super Bowls, they'd still want another, the fans. Like, that's just the
no,
way it
no,
works.
But now we're, you didn't do what Joe did, but you're still going. Like, I can't lie to myself about how close and how hit. What would we be thinking about the Chiefs? Just think about that. Had they, I mean, they got lucky and they earned it. But good God, I'm not going to sit up here and act like the Niners didn't have a 10-point lead twice and kept Mahomes and that offense at bay. It's almost like it is ridiculous they don't have one. Kyle should have one. And he's responsible.
No.
That's how I feel.
He should. They didn't earn it. They didn't do enough to earn a Super Bowl win.
That's different. You know the overtime
he didn't
rules.
Do
you
enough.
Make an extra point here or there, third and five. You pick up a blocker.
That's right.
Maybe you win the game.
They okay. And that's the thing. Like if you look at those two Super Bowls, let's go down the list of how many things happened that prevented them from winning the game, and that's where I come to the I don't look at it as oh they blew it. I look
they
at it
the
as they didn't.
Last,
they didn't
partner.
Earn it. They didn't
yeah.
earn it.
Yeah.
They didn't earn a Super Bowl
yeah.
win.
All right.
They didn't close out the game. They didn't
third and 15. They gave up.
Sorry.
All right. I got
sorry.
You. I got you.
You got it. You got to close out a game.
But you know, a lot of times I feel like you make it seem like I just like the game was 40-3 or 44-10.
It doesn't matter. They lost.
No, but it does matter in the sense that you didn't know the overtime rules or your team didn't. And I don't even know where I'm at on that. Is that really why they lost? No, you convert that third and five, bleed the clock, you kick a field goal, hopefully it goes in, and we have a parade that I would be at. But, Steiny, I'm just saying, I can't ignore eight quarters. I feel like you can make an argument that the Niners outplayed the Chiefs in six or seven of them. Neither here nor there. Well, you got that is not how it's played, but that's pain, man. And Kyle is a part of that
so,
both times to me.
Okay. Yeah. So – what if you're a player? Like, do you expect a player to continue to look back
well, there's
and
not
say
many
we should have had
that
two?
Team. There's some. But, you know, this is why every iteration of the team is different. But you got guys like Bosa, Kyle mainly, Saleh back that were on that team. Stani, I'm telling you, that's how good the Niners were. And they should have – I thought they had that game. That's all. And I'm not by myself, and I'll never run from that.
And I just like I just yeah. don't know how it's relevant right now. A Super Bowl loss 5 years ago
I
and a Super
like
Bowl
Edgar
loss two.
Allen
it's
Poe.
Over.
No,
it's over.
Is it
you
over
gotta move
for
on.
Kyle? Did he have his best chance?
Well, we don't know.
That is beautiful. That is like
no,
to me.
Not.
That's everything. What are you talking about?
Well, let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah,
it's
we didn't have to see then. They were Billy Badass. And they had the lead in the biggest game twice.
Again,
so now we
got
to wait for the bus. You were driving the bus before. All you had to do was do this or that, and you win a Super Bowl. Super Bowls.
They're not
now
easy
we don't
to
know.
Win, guru.
Yeah, exactly.
And go right, go left, you win a Super
okay,
Bowl. That's not how it
right.
works.
And okay, so they may be back at ground zero. Who knows?
Okay, maybe they are. Then
so
he starts
I
the
have
process
the right
over.
To say, has Kyle had his, did he miss his best chance to get it
okay,
done?
How am I supposed to answer that? What should I,
you're
how would
not,
you answer that?
Because I'm not asking
how would you
me.
Answer it?
I'm not, you're just fine. See, this is what you're doing. You're fine. You're trying to be a contrarian. That's all you're doing. Because there's no natural conversation off of my statement.
I just, okay, well then.
You were somewhere in the dunes or wherever you were at listening, and you're saying I'm doing this or that, and that's what set me, I'm not doing this or that. I'm stating big facts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah.
You can't even tell me for sure if you think this team's a playoff team or not.
Okay, what does that have to do with losing a Super Bowl in 2019?
No, they lost one in 2024.
We're at a different spot.
Too, Stan.
Like, we're at a different spot.
Yeah, but
I just don't understand the constant bringing up 5 years ago. Yeah, we get it. They lost two Super Bowls.
It wasn't
they
five,
were painful.
They lost one less than 5 years ago. The bottom line is they were good enough to get there.
But
what if you got to go retool? It's natural.
They are retooling.
And it
That's
could
what
take
doing
them 7 years
okay,
to get
it might.
Back.
Okay, it might.
All right, there
so
it is.
What should we do?
What's your question?
If they're at a reset right now, if they're at a reset right now and they're moving into a new area, a new iteration, are we still going to talk about the two Super Bowls?
I don't know. You allow Evan to say they possibly might have a new coach, and then you get all giddy on that. But when I bring up
future.
No, that's
future.
That's what we're talking about.
One's the future, one's the past.
That's what we're talking about.
No, you're talking about the past.
No, we're saying the same thing.
You're talking about the past.
I'm stating facts. I'm stating facts.
Right.
And I got you. I love you. I'm stating facts.
Get him out of here.
It's not hard, Will.
I'm talking about Willard.
I know. But you're talking about me, too. Like, it's not hard, Stoney.
I mean, let's say...
Give it to me.
In 5 years, Shanahan's not here because he got fired.
Oh.
And
do they have one?
Are you still going to... No, they don't have one. Are you still going to bring it up?
It would...
In 2030?
It would be...
He's not the coach.
Stoney, it would be... What he was is a knife. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. It would have been what Buffalo experienced. Like, I don't sit here and laugh at the Bills. That was a moment. A team that everybody knew was bad got to there four times and couldn't win.
I can't sit here and tell you Marv Levy's a bum. I'm just telling you they should have one.
No, they shouldn't. Why should
Scott
the Bills?
Norwood missed
okay,
a field
he
goal.
Missed a field
All
goal.
Right, I'm just saying. They've,
like,
I got you.
It's a whole, like, it's a like, whole team thing.
Yeah, no doubt. So I guess what I'm saying is, let's just say Shanny moved on in 2030. They didn't win one. How would you look back on the Shanny era? That's all I'm, as a writer, former.
It would be really good, except they didn't get the ultimate prize. I mean, like,
and that,
it's
I guess,
pretty
and that's
self-explanatory.
What I would leave.
Yeah,
and that's what I would leave with, too. What should have been? Especially when you go to four NFC
what,
championships, you lose two,
I
you
prefer
win two.
What could have been. They well, should not have,
to,
like, you yeah. can't
up
say
in
they
the fourth
should.
With 6 minutes left. I'm sorry. In NFL, on the bit, when you're supposed to be in your tuxedo,
what
dot
you
your I's
about?
And crossing your T's, and you got the ball, you should
they
close that out.
They didn't. And you know why? Yeah, they weren't right. good enough. They didn't play four quarters
and
of
And Kyle was a part of that, though.
Right. No doubt about right. it. And so was the quarterbacks who quarterbacked yeah. those teams. Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Fremont. What's up, Dave? Dave, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I just want to say, I think it's amazing the back and forth that you guys have. It's like two brothers going back and forth on like their favorite Star Wars movie. It's incredible. I mean, honestly, like, you know, it may get a little heated and stuff like that, but you're both super duper passionate. You both make really, really good points, and it's just, it makes for great content and great radio, like real talk, no smoke. Real quick, I just want to ask a hypothetical into the conversation that you guys are having, and I'll take it off the air. Let's just say the 49ers do win one or two of those Super Bowls. Y'all think Jimmy Garoppolo would still be the starting quarterback of the 49ers right now, or
I don't
what do you think would have happened after
it,
that?
It's interesting.
I do
because I saw what it did for Joe Flacco in Baltimore. That one, I felt like it gave him five extra years. But I won't hog the mics, Donnie. I think we would have seen more of Jimmy, and they wouldn't have treated him like they did had he got that win. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I don't. I.
How about the caller? Do you agree with that?
With what?
For him to bring up the question, I just wonder if he agrees, if he believes that had Jimmy won. Oh, he dropped. Thank you, Evan. You know, would he have got maybe another crack at it?
I don't think
they draft Trey Lance if Jimmy makes that, like the whole Jimmy Butler, if Kaminga didn't get hurt. I know it's different. Maybe there is no Jimmy Butler if you were balling out. That's all.
No, I don't think he'd be the quarterback right now because he's not good enough.
Well, some years have gone by.
Whether he would have won it, like, and this is what I always...
But would they have drafted Lance, Donnie?
I don't know.
I think not. Winning, it's a big deodorant, man. I mean, you know?
But they drafted Lance, and it meant nothing, really. Mm. Like, he impacted the team absolutely zero.
Right.
But, no, I don't think Kyle ever liked Garoppolo. I think he coached him, but I think he never thought he loved him.
I think a lot, too, was not just his play, Stoney, and his arm. It was him getting hurt. I really believe they the whole Jimmy Garoppolo experience, you couldn't hide from, he would get hurt, man. And their season, it was done at that point.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, I love the show, guys, as usual. It's great.
Hey.
Thanks.
I agree with Guru. It's about the uniform and not the individual because you're representing the Niners, right? And so, yeah, you bring up the Super Bowl they didn't win, right? For sure, even if it was 5 years ago. I kind of agree with that. I'm still upset over the 83 loss to Washington.
Oh, wow.
and to make another point, the reason why it was so special in 81 when we won it and we beat Dallas to get there was because under the Brody years, they kept losing to Dallas, and they kept becoming the bridesmaid. So when we finally got over the hump and won the Super Bowl in 81, that's what really led to our success. So, yeah. And to bring up another point that Guru brought up, yeah, if Garoppolo had won the Super Bowl, I agree with you, Steiny, they probably would have traded him anyway. Mm. They probably would have got Kirk Cousins or somebody, right?
Yeah, maybe,
you think.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Now, this to me is interesting, and we'll take a break right after because I want you to think about it. Not you, everybody.
Give it to us.
650 says, so why don't we look back on Harbaugh the same way? The 2012 team could possibly be the better constructed team.
But there was only one of those.
Well, he missed
his opportunity.
Yeah, and he had the NFC Championship game. But
right.
Yeah.
I mean, so
I'm not
really talking
him.
About one extra game, one extra Super Bowl appearance,
which is a big deal. But I hear you.
What's 888-957-9570 is the number. We got the crossover coming up at 1:48 with Willard and Dibs.
Your first time seeing them, Stoddy.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I've been looking forward to it for about 9 days. Trust me, I was on the golf course thinking about, man, I can't wait to get back and do that crossover. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
I hope Scott wasn't listening today. And we weren't arguing, Scott. We just, you like to pick at me, well, and I like to pick at you, Steiny.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
That hurts me, Scott. What? We're more than that.
Not much.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, seriously.
Ask me the best thing going in the Bay right now.
Goo.
Within the next 20 seconds.
Guru. What's the Guru, if I asked you right now.
Evan, my man.
What's the best thing going on in the Bay right now?
And I mean this with every fiber of my being. The Golden State Valkyries.
I thought you were going to say Casey Schmidt.
No, they're having a good year, Steiny, for me. They're seventh, Steiny. They're in the seventh seed. Now, the only problem is they're tied with Indiana. And the WNBA, do you want your first expansion team on their first crack at it get in? Or Caitlin Clark, if she comes back? I think you know the answer to that one. But, man, they're balling. Veronica Burton, Steiny, they just play hard. D-Dub Page, Beckers, who dropped 41 on the Sparks in a losing effort the other night. Did you see that?
I didn't.
I got you.
On vacation.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I was, not watching sports. We're watching some baseball for sure.
Boston beat up on the Yankees.
Watched a lot of golf.
Hey, so what happened yesterday? Some new guy finally broke through, huh?
Well, he's not a new guy.
What's his, give me the name.
Fleetwood.
Yeah, Fleetwood. I thought of the old Cadillacs. Fleetwood. Now, I will say this real quick go ahead. What, can I get it off? It's just real quick.
Okay.
Stoney, the WNBA, their playoffs are 3-game series.
Okay.
But the top seed gets the first two at home, right. So the bottom seed may not see home.
Put them away.
What happened to 1-1-1? If you're going to do three games, Stoney, that's not whack. Enough.
I like it.
So the Valkyries, if they get in and get swept, the Bay doesn't get a home playoff game.
The Bay ain't getting one anyway, apparently.
Hey.
San Jose's getting one. I'm kidding. I'm going to be down in San Jose on September 4th. I can't wait to see my peeps down there.
I'll be with you.
Stoney?
For the Red and Gold Summit, September 4th. It's a Thursday at King's Fish House, West Valley Fair. Get down there.
I was waiting for a joke.
2-4. Dibley and Willard, 4-6, all the other hosts.
That must be nice that they're there. You know what I'm saying? Do the show. We got to get down there.
Nice for them to already be down there because it's caused some internal turmoil.
And then we pull up on them.
The show.
We might not be able to do a crossover that day to get there.
Stop trying to cheer me up.
Look, you can't wait for your besties to come in.
Yeah, okay. Let's go. I'm not burying the Valks.
Who said that? No, we're 7C right now.
Let's go to Rich and Hayward. Let's talk about Jake Moody. I'm assuming it's Jake Moody, hey, not guys. Moses.
Hey.
Yeah. It's Jake Moody. I'll tell you, it's like when you guys brought up Marv Levy and the Buffalo Bills, I was thinking, I said, you know, I can't recall any kicker missing an extra point in the Super Bowl ever. Or in my recollection, and, you know, and then the fact that he missed one on Saturday, yeah, he hit that game winner versus the Raiders. But, you know, that should be a no-brainer, you know, and that falls on the coach. GM, I know he's a high pick. I know he has a strong leg, but Janikowski had a strong leg, too, and he's unreliable. I mean, I'm a Niner fan, and it's like we should be in the playoffs or the Super Bowl with that sorry schedule we got this year. I don't care about any injuries and all this stuff about injuries. It's preseason, and that's over with. And they got to just can all that. I know they got extensions. Thank you, Brock Purdy. You know, my friend named his son Brock.
And really?
It's like that. He saved their job. Yes, he did.
I believe that.
Named his son Brock.
Wow.
Yeah. And that guy has been the best thing that's hit, you know, since I can recall around here. I'll tell you, it's like, you know, it's just like when we stumbled onto Joe Montana. It's like that, you know, because he was a third-round pick. But back in the day, a third-round pick didn't start. You know what I mean? And now he's a sixth-round pick, but they got fool's gold on that, and he's turned out to be a gem. But now you gotta make those kicks. It shouldn't be like I'm pulling my hair out or help me, Niner Nation. You know it. I'll stay on the line, but I'm just frustrated.
All right, Rich. Well, let me try to help you out, and thanks for the call,
Richie.
I wouldn't be frustrated yet about a season that hasn't happened. Let's see what kind of year he has, Jake Moody.
Well, that was my take to start the show. You were like, you don't think he's going to make it. You're not by yourself.
No, Kyle doesn't. I don't think Kyle thinks he's going to make it.
Well, Jake, all I would tell, nobody would ask me, Stoney, but I advise him, dude, just go out there and focus and kick because your job is on the line, bro. I get that. And it's draftism, Stoney. The only reason it feels this strong is because they spent a third-round pick on him. Well, that's it. When you do something like that, you're telling the world, I got my next, what's the guy, Massage Gate in Baltimore before he went bad.
I'm not necessarily, who are you talking about, the kicker?
Yeah.
Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker. You help you out.
Well,
yeah. That's what you do when you jump up there and show the world, I got a guy that is going to be here with me for the next 7 years, automatic.
Yeah,
Kind of like Trey Lance. let's say this. This move for Moody is more looking like, and I'll be honest because I'm rooting for Jake, but it's been more of the Trey Lance than the something that you'd write home about and say you were smarter than everybody else.
I mean, I don't think being a third round pick
matters.
It shouldn't. I mean, Trey Lance was the third pick.
But and for Kaker, Steiny, it feels like they went up to get him a lot early. That's why.
Fine, but it's like, who are you going to have on a shorter leash? You're going to give a longer leash to Trey Lance than to a third-round kicker, I would think. And they got rid of Trey Lance. If Kyle Shanahan, we'll see. Let's see Moody cost them one game, and then we'll see what Shanahan
is
saying.
But I think, Steiny, he's got another life in regard to that happening, to where they wouldn't just Jetson him so fast that in week four they're looking for a new kicker or they're on the way to that. That would just be – then it goes back to, well, why didn't you do it if he was on that such thin ice? Why didn't you just scrap the whole thing from the beginning? Because if this thing is mental, then it could be all bad, man.
I'm just saying, if he stinks, I don't care if he was a first-round pick. He's got to go.
So you could understand if they moved off him already. Like a lot of, I think that's where the vitriol's coming from. Like if they had moved off of him, this you would have been like, oh, I get it.
I get it. Mm. I just don't like coming into a season where your kicker's already on the hot seat before he's ever kicked. And you might say, well, that's the way every kicker is. No, it's not.
Mm.
It's not. I haven't looked around the league, but I got to believe the 49ers field goal kicking situation is as tenuous as just about anybody else in the league. And what I mean by that is even if you have a kicker that's young and unproven, you can at least gear up for some ups and downs. Like, what do you gear up for with Moody? What are you expecting? He's been kind of all over the place.
Man.
So, you know, I don't think it's that far-fetched to think he's one or two bad kicks from not being a kicker on the Niners anymore.
Now you got me thinking, Sonny, if it is upstairs, Lord, don't let it be an extra point. Like the other day, don't let it be those that you're missing. Then it's just like, my gosh, we got to hold our, you know, we got to put our head under the pillow.
If he can't make extra points, it's going to be a pretty easy decision.
I mean, you could be, man, then you're telling on yourself.
Anybody out? What's hey Evan? Have you ever been to King's Fish House School?
I have not. I don't know if Evan has.
I have not.
I haven't either.
Looking forward to it though.
Yeah, I'd love to hear somebody who's been there. Just tell us about it. What's it like? I like to get a little scouting report on places I go to for the first time. Hey, by the way, Goo, I don't know if you've ever. This is going to sound like I'm trying to give myself a bit. So.
You're a big deal, man.
You asked me about the private plane I took.
I'm fascinated.
So I'd never heard anything like this before. So the captain comes out before we get ready to take off, and he's like, "Hey, you know this, that, put your seatbelts on." But we're pretty mellow up here, and he goes, "You know, just be aware that we could abort the takeoff." And just be ready for that. You know, if I haven't built up enough speed to get elevated.
Oh, man!
You know, you're going to feel me hit the brakes, and then we'll try it again. I was like, what?
Hey, let me out,
I swear Jack. To God. He said, yeah, if I don't get the speed up to what I need to get it to, I'm going to slam the brakes on.
You just say I'm going to miss the front half of one and one?
Dude, no doubt!
Oh, my God.
50%? I mean... So how many were on the jet with
12.
You? Okay. So did you lick at others? And
yeah, I was like, what the hell?
What was that? Not a ringing endorsement, huh? Steiny, man.
You know, you said something funny that just reminded me. I had a guy, this guy in college. He was a point guard.
Statue of Limitations.
His name was Brad.
Yeah.
He was younger than me. And his senior year... He gets fouled. Oh, this is unbelievable. Tell me what you think of this. Just tell me what you think of it, because I won't make a judgment. So Brad apparently is at the line with no time left and nobody at the line, but it's a tie game.
Oh, wow.
And he's got two free throws. And Brad says to the coach, Glenn Robinson, he goes, hey, coach, if I miss the first, do you want me to shoot the second?
What? I have to believe you misheard or misremembered.
That's Evan.
What does that mean?
That's came straight from a teammate.
Tell me, did he make him?
Did you ever pass him the ball again?
I had to pass
coach,
it to him when I was a senior.
Do you want me? As if he had a choice to swap him out.
I'm not sure. You know, there is an ending to that story.
That's lemon booty stuff.
I think the coach might have been like, Talbert, get in there and shoot him.
But you gotta. I'm thinking of an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He made one of them to win the game, right?
I think so. Like,
but that was bigger than him making them.
I mean, honestly, it didn't matter once he said that. Anyway,
Evan, oh man,
let's go to Joe in San Jose. He's been to King's Fish House. What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, hey. That place is pretty good.
Yeah, we're really on our way, baby. Yeah,
yeah. I'll try to make it out there and see you guys.
Cool, awesome. Tell me a little bit about it. What makes it so good?
My thing, just like the appetizers, the atmosphere is pretty happening, and anything. I mean, I've had salmon there. I've had wings, coconut shrimp. Everything is good.
Well, Joe, if you're a fan of the show, you know I like to boil it down to one simple question about King's Fish House. Is there action?
Yeah, all day.
Nice.
I don't go anywhere where
there's
not action.
Yeah, Joe, hopefully we'll see you down there next Thursday. Hopefully we can
get... All right, buddy. Yeah, take care.
All right, buddy. Hopefully we can get Guru down there on that day.
Hey, that
was too easy.
I waited for that last segment.
That one came back on you last week, actually.
One more time?
Well, people were saying it's a Thursday, and Steiny's not here. Last week.
Yeah.
I worked the previous Thursday.
Well, we'll check with Dibs, see if you did.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something.
My man had the receipts.
Segment did not wear well on Dibs.
He cannot be that guy.
He can't be.
Kerr, that was so great, man.
The 5-1-0.
We had fun the day after you were gone, but we had fun with it.
Yeah, I didn't find it that amusing.
I bet.
I didn't. Especially coming down the... You don't want to... You want to go there?
Hey, Diz, what did I pay in my taxes in 04?
Exactly.
Well, that Steiny, crossover was gold.
Steiny,
Dibs, hey, Dibs, did you approve my raise?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, actually, you don't have to because there is none.
I'm Batman.
510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. King's Fish House is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Very fresh fish, mainly locations in Southern Cal. It's similar to Crustacean in San Francisco. Ooh. Great beer collection. Crustacean's really nice.
Oh, my gosh.
That's too nice for us. Like we should, if it's similar to Crustacean, we don't belong there.
I've been there so many times.
Where, Crustacean?
Yeah. Just even when I was single, you know what I mean? Trying to make a good impression.
It's moved locations. It's got a new location.
Yeah, you didn't ask me where it was at. I'm just telling you.
You're at the old one.
And the new one.
Where's the new one?
I forget the street. Do you believe I've been to the new one? Just
no,
say.
I don't believe you've been to the new one, and I'm not sure about the old one.
What about Polk, baby?
Let me ask you this about
Polk
the old
Street?
One. Let me ask, yeah. No, you're wrong. It's not on Polk.
It is on Polk.
It's on Battery.
The one I went to is on Polk Street.
It's right next to right now.
The old one was on Polk.
Yeah, the old one.
Well, when did the new one open up?
The new one's been open next to the new one.
I thought you were asking
Wayfair.
Me the old one.
Oh, I know how Steiny knows.
My dad, I took my late father there.
To the new one?
To the old one.
Oh, we're talking about the new location
I've
now.
I've only walked into the new one once to look at it and look pretty cool.
So you like crab?
I actually don't.
Mia loves it.
What if I told you this?
How could you?
One of the days.
Well, it's popular, so that fits.
On my vacation.
There it is.
So we were a couple of nights we cooked on our own, a group of guys, and one night we had a crab.
Oh, come on.
Crab Fest.
Yeah.
I had no crap.
Were they making fun of you?
Well, I know you did because you called it a crab fest.
Isn't that what it's called?
A crab feed.
Oh, my Lord. What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I watched my brother yesterday, guys. I'm serious. This is throw up in your mouth.
Too messy, too. Too messy.
And they're eating clams. How could you eat a clam? Look at that thing. That's barbaric, Steiny. A clam?
I don't hate seafood, Kane. You're wrong there.
Well,
I don't hate crab. I just
Go. Have you ever had fried clams?
No, I have not.
They're so good. You would love them.
Are you sure, E?
Clams are. Well, just, now I'm thinking
so
about it.
Nasty. My oysters and clams and yuck. I'm like, seriously, I could watch, like, ugh.
But, like, scallops are unbelievable. They're great. Lobster's incredible.
I love lobster.
But I'm talking about other fish.
Yeah, I know, but the texture's similar.
Oh, no, I was just coming back to that.
All fish must answer to mahi-mahi. You ever have a mahi-mahi burger?
It's a kind of fish.
That's right. I love it.
But there's other kinds of fish, too.
But I'm telling you what I prefer, the kind of fish I like. I like shrimp. Although, you know what?
Some people saying goo don't eat class. If that ain't got nothing to do with a clam or oyster.
Oyster with a little lemon?
Ugh.
Yeah, oysters never, I've never even had one.
Heaven, yeah.
Never even tried. Have you ever tried an oyster?
Yes, that's how I know. It was like an eyeball. It was like, oh my gosh. Never again in my life, Stoddy. And my brother, they were just, this is incredible.
I'm comfortable that I can look at a food and know if I'll like it or not without having to taste it.
I feel like I'm right with you. You like mac and cheese?
Yeah, but you know what?
Can Susan make her own or your Kraft?
Yeah, no, Susan does.
The box ain't bad either, Kraft.
I love clam chowder.
Now go figure.
I don't eat raw clams, but I love a little clam chowder. New England, of course.
I wouldn't work in Boston, huh? Chowder.
Why wouldn't you work in Boston?
Because I don't like clam chowder.
Yeah.
I used to serve it in Cheers. Oh, no. You know what I got to be careful. I had a friend live it. I could say it on the air.
Did he like it?
Boston?
Yeah.
Nope.
Why didn't he like it?
I got to be careful here.
Jaylen Brown.
Just asking questions.
No, I got to be careful here. But there was a name he said they gave black people out there in certain areas of it, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget what he said. Now, I know everybody wants to know what it is, but that's everywhere nowadays.
I know.
If you go to, you know, I love everybody, Stoney. Even you.
Yeah.
Barbecue oysters. Now you got my, is that any different than fried, Evan? Dude, it's so gummy and mushy and yuck.
Like
that eyeball thing, that's how I feel when I watch. Oh,
oysters are a superfood.
I've heard that.
They're delicious.
I think
a little hot sauce in there.
So Steph Curry, you think?
How can he possibly come onto your mind right now?
People with money, so he loves oysters. Joe Lacob.
What are you talking about?
People with money, like is oysters a mandate is what I'm saying, Evan.
No.
Well, if they don't like it.
But people want to be fancy.
Let's bring some oysters out here, even though I don't like them.
Come on, I got friends.
But I just have money to burn.
I got friends like that. Come on.
Caviar.
Yeah. You ever had that? I have.
So you like caviar?
I didn't like it. I just like to say I had it. I was somewhere fancy. Oh. Yeah.
I got a
caviar. Wow.
Let me ask you this. Would you have done this? So, you know, the guy who took me on the trip is...
I feel like I know him.
Filthy rich. And, you know, so we're in one of these clubhouse stores, you know, where you can buy
gear,
shirts and stuff. So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I got to do it. I got to get my guy, Matt.
No doubt.
So I bought one thing for myself and one thing for him. They were each $150. So it's $300.
You could do.
I go, I got you, buddy. Here it is. Oh, thanks, Stein. You didn't have to. I'm like, dude, it's just a thank you. You've spent $90,000 on me over the last 8 years.
Go ahead, Stein.
And He's like, no, man, thanks. I appreciate that. See, that's cool. We go out, play golf. He's in my round. And at about hole number 15, he goes, hey, man, I got the caddies today. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you got the polo for me. The thought was that I got the caddies. So the caddies, you know how much they are?
I was just about
150.
Okay, there we go.
So
yeah, you didn't pay for it.
I didn't pay for it. So in other words, he bought himself the nice top. And
tell him to send your partner a care package next time.
So next summer
you're going for sure. It's every summer.
Next summer, Scotland.
How many in a row has it been?
Oh God, 20. There's more than one a trip a year.
Will you ever get him to Cali? Well, he came, but he was
We used to go up to Tahoe a lot in golf. In fact, we usually play really great, really nice courses that I don't belong on.
In Tahoe.
Like Palm Springs. You ever get them down there?
They've never gone to Palm Springs.
Oh,
I love Palm Springs, though. So
sound like they would have been there, Stoney.
I mean, they've been there.
So what's he do? Like, what's his title of work?
He's a boss. He owns a company.
What kind?
It's a great question. No, it's a printing company.
Oh, so he's
raking it in.
So he came through before boom, boom.
How about this? You know what? I'm being a jerk here, but we need him to have a big year. Because if he has a big year,
Russia,
we're taking a private plane all the way to Scotland.
Oh, man.
Big year we need from him.
That's amazing.
Because I ain't going to have one. I know that. Steiny, did you ask him how much he makes? I know exactly how much he makes. Exactly.
Stop!
Could you share it?
No.
More than some ball players for sure, depending on who you are.
Yeah, probably more than some ball players for sure.
Like Moses Moody, a guy like, he makes more than that.
Oh my God.
Moses, you balling. Don't get me wrong.
He ain't balling like this. Wow. He's tennis balling. He's not basketballing.
That's a four. Oh, man.
Nice little contract.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
You got kids?
Yeah, three kids.
So he got heir apparent. Man.
All right. So what do you say we spend a lot of the crossover trying to make Dibs jealous?
Can you do it, though?
You want me to?
Yeah, let's see if you can do it.
That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K, and it also means crossover time on the other side with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
Mm-hmm. Sports, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.